Okay, guys, everybody welcome. This is the first, really, Insurgency Team's community meeting. Tonight, your question master and master of ceremonies is going to be Blue Wolf 72. So please give him props and, you know, pay attention to what he's doing. Please be aware that for the first part of the interview, we're going to be going through pre-posed questions from the community. So don't expect to get your questions put forward at that point. After we finish those, we will unmoderate the ins.meeting IRC channel, and we'll let you answer. We'll essentially let 5 questions come in, remoderate the channel, and then we're going to respond to those questions and move on a continuing basis for as long as, you know, either you and I have questions or we feel it's gone on too long. Okay, so right now I'm going to pass over to Blue Wolf and we'll get going.
Well, hello, hello everybody. How is everybody doing?
Pretty good.
Great. So I'm going to ask the first question because that's what I was asked to do. And apparently the first question is going to be, are you guys satisfied with the current pace of the game, as in would you rather want to see it become more fast-paced combat or slower and heavily balancing it towards teamwork, etc.? Pretty much a question on how you guys would want to see the game evolve from an initial release.
Well, I personally am pretty content with the way gameplay is evolving. I'm a huge stickler for teamwork and whatnot myself. I kind of like the pace that it currently is. I don't think we're going to be making much change to the pace. However, you can expect that the game's going to get a lot better with the addition of new gameplay features, better navigation and whatnot.
Awesome. Next question. Any plans to add the Uzi AK-47 SKS into the Iraq portion of the mod or later patch or release?
Yeah, we have plans for all that. And in addition, we're also going to start working on the Croatia theater pretty shortly. So that's also going to include new weapons as well.
You heard it right there, everybody. You guys are getting more guns. That's exciting. Next question. In response to the criticism over the confusion around taking objectives, will a compass or a map be included in a later patch release?
What we want to do right now is, before we implement something that's sort of unrealistic, what we want to do is we want to try implementing on-screen indicators first. That's sort of give the player a general idea where to go instead of having a mini map for everyone. However, we plan on implementing an overhead map for especially for commanders for issuing orders and whatnot in the future.
Cool. Let's see here. Next question. It's under VGUI. What other features are you working on? When will we see it, and how will they work? Like gore system, character customization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
If Death Source was here, he'd be a good person to talk about character customization. But yeah, Death Source, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. So I'm Death Source. I'm a coder for Insurgency. I'm not doing as much work as Pongles, but that's still there. To handle all questions about customization at once, Vigu is almost done, but we just couldn't finish it in time. But it's really cool. When you join the game, after the team menu, you can select squad and things like that. And you can also customize your character by selecting different faces or headgear. And you'll be able to see how your model will look in 3D. Real time.
Yeah, we also have a lot of other features planned. We had a list of them. There's a lot of them. Gore is one for sure. We basically plan on taking what we have and slowly making it into sort of as close to a retail product as we can in the sense of polish, making the game as interactive as possible for for what we're shooting for in terms of a theme for the game, which is obviously modern infantry combat. Another thing we plan on implementing pretty shortly is something for suppression fire to make, you know, players be suppressed when you're being shot at. But yeah, actually, we're going to, in this changelog in the installer that we're doing right now, I'm also going to lay out a few of our future plans so that you guys, in addition to seeing what we've already fixed, you guys can see what we plan on doing in future patches to keep you guys tuned.
Awesome. Going to go into the next question then. Are you guys going to change the weapon menu, squad menu, into something similar to CS Source weapon buying menu in terms of adding pictures to know which squad to select?
Yeah. Does anyone else want to talk about this? I mean...
Yeah, I'll talk about it. When you've selected your team, you will then be able to select your squad in the VGUI. And next to the character customization, you can also select your primary weapon, and it will automatically update the model which you've just customized with the weapon you will have selected.
Yeah, and keep in mind that this is all something that we have planned that just didn't make the first release, unfortunately, because obviously, as you guys can tell by the current state of our release, we had a lot of other things to worry about besides just the user interfaces getting into the game. But it's something that we understand the importance of, and you guys can surely expect to see a decent to high-quality VGUI in the near future. If you're wondering about the style of it, Mark, our lead artist, actually created the style of the VGUI, and it's actually going to be sort of reminiscent of the loading screen that we have right now, if you guys are familiar with that.
Also, I'd like to point out that with the VGUI, each class specific won't have just the one weapon. Once the VGUI is done, you will be able to select through a selection of weapons and not just the specific ones that they are with the loadout right now.
Well, it's safe to say that the true fans and the new fans are not going to hold this against you guys. I mean, you're already over 60,000 downloads, so you guys deserve some major props for a mod releasing. But on to the next question. I just had to give you that little, you know, shout out right there. And the next question is about mapping. How long do you think the Insurgency community will have to wait until new maps are released?
I can tell you.
Skybex,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm a mapper for Insurgency, by the way. You can expect to see the maps pretty soon. I mean, I'm sure some people have been working on the maps before the mod was actually released and before the FGD was out. But, yeah, you can. I think you'll get quite a solid set of maps within, I would predict, about 1 month to 3 months, and then you'll have a nice custom set ready to play.
I was kind of hoping that you were going to tell them that we're releasing your map today with this patch.
Yeah, also, I thought that we were keeping that secret. Yeah, with this today's patch as well, my map, one that didn't quite make it into the first release, will be releasing with this patch.
Okay, on to the next question. We only had one mapping question, everybody. Animation. Do you have plans to rework the third-person animations?
Hey, I'm E.T. I'm the character animator. At the moment, we're going through and incorporating motion capture data to augment the current player animations there. Me and Jeremy have worked very hard, well, mainly Jeremy, on the QC coding for the animations, which is able to do something called Delta Animation, which is something which isn't seen very much in Source already. More recently, Jeremy's found something even more interesting, which enables us to create better animations, which will stop the gliding and the problems of contact people are having at the moment. So hopefully by our next content patch, we'll be able to show a good improvement in animation.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say that the player animations are definitely going to get looked at. They were sort of underlooked before release, if anything. Considering that I did them all myself, I basically taught myself how to animate in order to do the player animations for Insurgency. So I mean, yeah, they're okay. They could be a lot better, and I know this. And we have motion capture data thanks to a few individuals, and yeah, we plan on integrating all that as soon as possible, and hopefully showing you guys progress as well.
Awesome. Next topic, league ranking and servers. Oh my. So the question is, which server plugins does INS support?
I can answer this if you don't mind. We plan to support a plugin later on for the league, which is going to be called MatchMod or whatever. And this is basically going to be a admins for the Inch League going to be making their job easier. It's going to have them instant key switches so they can switch teams, and it's going to take screenshots at the end of the round, and et cetera, so that's going to be one thing. And as well, we're going to have the plugins for Steam Ban, which is basically a big list of who's globally banned on the official servers. Let's say if we got some malicious people who are really, really bad, you know, known for hacking or stuff like that. So those people will be globally added, and people can add that to their server as well.
And what about ranking?
Right now we're working on our own global ranking system. We have Object working on the website, and it should be, we should have an initial build within maybe 3 or 2 months. So you can probably expect that soon.
Okay.
Does Paul want to talk at all about the stats? Or
The way the stats are going to be working is, when I talk to Object about them, is they're going to be kind of reminiscent of Battlefield 2 stats. You're going to get the majority of your stats, whatever, but there's going to be more options, such as you're going to have your own little profile, and you're going to be able to hide your stats if you want to have them private, which some people do. So we're going to have little abilities of that, and it should be very interesting once it's done.
It certainly sounds interesting, Viper. I wish you all the luck, but
hey,
how do you plan on?
I got something else to say. Sorry. In the talk about stats, yeah, the actual server-side code of it will be ready in about 3 weeks. It's just the website stuff is going to take a long time to get perfect. We're having ranked servers and then unranked servers and then just servers that are just basically servers. But yeah, it's kind of like BF2. It was kind of strange, actually, because I actually implemented it before BF2 came out. And it was kind of funny seeing all the ideas I had was in BF2. It was like, it was quite funny. Anyway, yeah, next question.
Okay, I think I need to fill in here concerning server plugins. By the way, I'm Viper. I'm handling the public relations and server stuff for Insurgency. Basically, what we are planning on right now is that Pongov has been working on making sure that modifications that, like an admin plugin, are able to work with the Insurgency modification. Right now, we have SourceMod. That is working just fine. SourceMod basically gives servers basic admin functions, as well as some other additions like fun stuff as quake sounds. I already saw that on a couple of servers. And right now we're working on expanding that as well. I know also some people asked us about if it would be possible to run the Mani admin plugin on the servers. We know it is working, however, Mani has stopped building on his plugin, so we cannot be sure if the plugin will keep on functioning for the future. So we advise people to either check out the SourceMod modifications or any other available admin plugins. They should work just fine.
Okay, Hey, so this is BlueWolf72. I'm going to go back to the questions, and the next one is, how do you plan to deal with the aimbot wall hack that plagues every Source game? And will there be a SV_pure option to enforce client content?
Can I take this, please?
Please,
this was okay. Basically, I went onto the forums one day. I saw that somebody had posted on our forums a wall hack, and I wasn't happy. So I looked around SV Pure. I looked around all this other stuff, and Insurgency, we might do something with SV Pure, but we're actually designing our own anti-cheat system. It's kind of like SV Pure, but maybe it's a little faster. Outside of that, the Death Source is the one that's going to be implementing it. But anyway, as for actual wall hacks and stuff like that, which are actually like sort of driver hooks and stuff like that, well, you know, that's really hard to fix. And yeah, I don't think really we have. If somebody managed to fix that, it wouldn't be me. But yeah, Death Source, have you got something else to add?
Yeah, external sound notifications.
Yes, I know. How do you do it?
Well, while you fix that new player, because it sounds really hot, we're going to go on to the next question. Let's see here. Unanswered, apparently, is the next...
What is it?
In the future, could the community expect to have the ability to customize weapons such as adding scopes, silencers, etc.?
Well, we're always open to new ideas, but I think for the foreseeable future, no.
Alrighty then. How do you plan to deal with... hold on. We just already talked about that. It's same question again. Hold on. Gotta go to the next question. Will you be addressing the issue of rounds hitting below the iron sights, thus making the player hit a window, sandbag, or any other cover when close to it?
To be honest, this is not something that we consider a high priority issue, because as of right now, the bullets are basically coming out of the barrel. So even if you're aiming above something in your iron sights, if your barrel is pointing at something, it's going to hit that. And that's just the way it is in reality. If we find that this becomes a really annoying gameplay issue, which I personally don't find it to be, then maybe we'll consider making changes to that. But in the meantime, I don't think that it's something that we really need to worry about that much.
All right. The next question is kind of long, so I'll try and... make it short here. Do you have plans to implement more notifications, acknowledgments when objectives are capped, rather than simply having a incognito alpha is being secured, alpha is being secured message to the top right corner, for example, a simple audio notification via the radio?
Yeah, we intend to add this in, yeah. We intend to basically entirely restructure and improve the commander system at this point. We have a really good platform right now, and everything basically works the way we wanted it to. However, obviously, there is some lack of communication at times, and there is some lack of navigation, and this is not something that we don't plan on expanding. We plan on making it as interactive, as navigatable, and as communication-based as possible. So you guys can definitely expect to see improvements with the whole communication, commander, and waypoint system, and objective system over time. And also, while I'm talking, I'd like to go back to the last question, because some people seemed upset with my answer. I just wanted to say that if the weapons are really shooting lower than the barrel, then that is an issue we're going to look into. We're not going to leave that.
Okay, next question from Crazy Pip 666. I've started planning a map for the mod, and I know it will take some time before I'm ready to release it, but I'm wondering how to set the IMC formatting. Is this what any future changes made to the formatting might have on a map released using current IMC format? Someone answer that one, because I'm lost.
Pongles.
Okay, IMC. Yeah. What was the question was, yeah, what exactly was the question? Was it like, can you just say it again?
The question was, I've started mapping, and I know it will take some time. I'm ready to when I'm ready to release it, but I'm wondering how to set the IMC formatting.
Okay, right. He's wondering how to do it. Fair enough. Yeah, I created a long time ago, probably like last November, I guess, a long document on how IMC functions. And I might actually put it as an announcement on the forums. I will actually after this is Pope actually set it up as a wiki as well. Basically, the tutorial goes through creating a map, the entities, the IMC system, tweaking it, all that kind of stuff, the different profile system. Basically, it's reasonably well documented. And if you've got any questions, feel free to PM me. I'll try and answer all your questions about IMC. It's not gonna don't worry about it changing too much in the future, because it won't. I'll just add features, and I'll probably add legacy support as well. So yeah, hope that answers your question.
Awesome, thank you. This one comes from Tantric. Will there be a game type added that the RPG play a big role in? Example, A&D.
Well, as of right now, one of our mappers is designing a map for a potential escort game type, which would be basically that one team has to basically relocate a vehicle from one end of the map to the other, I believe. And this might be a scenario that RPGs can play a big role in. However, this is to say that we haven't started this game type yet, so I wouldn't expect it in the very near future.
I'd like to butt in here. The entities have actually been set up in such a way that it can actually be achieved right now to be done.
Yeah, it could. I love that game rules.
All right, next question. Will the number of riflemen always be locked, or have you considered making this class support an unlimited number of people? Could it be a server-side option?
Pongles?
We were thinking for the Marines, keep it how it is. But for the Iraqis, you'll be able to, it'll be like Day of Defeat, maybe, or maybe you could you could be that particular slot, or a rifleman, or whatever the equivalent insertion class is. For the Marines, definitely it's not going to change from the slot system. You're going to be the class which you, is available. And be the effective class of that slot. But for the Iraqis, yeah, that could change. I'm not sure when, but yeah.
I just want to add to this. I think that the current squad menu at the moment is really good, because it kind of balances what makes a perfect squad. You don't want too many riflemen and one saw gunner. It kind of balances everything out, so it's an equal.
Exactly. That's a comment Valve had actually towards us. They emailed and told us that was a very good feature for balancing the teams.
Next question is from Cresto. I have a 19-inch LCD widescreen monitor, and there seems to be an issue with playing on widescreen. I'm not sure, but I think you didn't set the game up for playing in widescreen, because when you spectate people, the guns are off, and the aiming seems a bit off as well. Do you think there will be a fix for this anyway? to fix this problem, or is it on him, in other words?
Yeah, well,
go ahead, Ray.
I'm a widescreen monitor myself, so all widescreen issues get fixed really fast because I'm always bitching at Pongles. And all widescreen issues should be fixed within a month.
As well,
also,
I think
to address all spectating issues, it's not really the way we want to be at the moment. Expect a fix for that in 1 to 3 months.
I actually test on widescreen now. I actually run the game in widescreen, simply because I don't know. Oh yeah. When Destors was sending me over, because I reformatted my PC, he sent me the build options for MSVC, and he set the resolution to widescreen. And now, ever since, I've been running in widescreen. So, yeah. But as for the actual aiming issues, well, it might actually be specific to him, or maybe he's commenting on the issues that everybody else finds and thinking it's his widescreen, because other games do have problems with widescreen monitors. But yeah.
I'd like to jump in here. I have never played Insurgency without a widescreen, and I've yet to have any problems due to the widescreen.
Yeah, I think the main problem with the widescreen with the first release, when you installed the game, it didn't default you to the aspect ratio. It defaulted you to full screen, and on the side, there isn't a widescreen option. You just have to select your ratio.
Your resolution.
It's your resolution
pixel aspect ratio.
Oh.
Because there's three different aspect ratios.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this comes from Thud. When can we expect direct weapon switching and fast switch to be enabled?
Can I take this?
Yeah,
fast switching has been talked about, and I believe it's still going to be discussed within the developer. We want to kind of discuss it more, whether it's balancing with realism, because it still takes time for the brain to calculate. You know, you switch your weapon, then you have to click. It's just like in real life where, you know, you have to realize that. And I think that's why we have had the decision of having a non-automatic reload. So I think that was the reason why we didn't add in fast weapons, but it might be added in the future. So don't quote me on this or anything like that. So
let me add something. In this patch, we're gonna have a slot system so that you can just click on a slot. That'll make things a little easier for some people. Another thing is that we plan on implementing a new weapon selection system entirely. I already have the entire design documentation done for it. I think you guys will like it. You guys can expect it. I'm not sure when. Depends where it falls in the rest of our priorities, but hopefully in the near future.
Hi, everybody. This is BlueWolf72 doing the host for the show. Make sure that if you have any questions that you're going into #INS.meeting. So please stop PMing me. I will not be asking questions that way. You need to go to #INS.meeting, and we'll go from there. Thanks. But the last forum question, and I think we may have a couple more, but I'm going to go into the next one. And that is, who cares WC? Do you think that you will allow leaning and stragging at the same time? Will you add in a leaning while you're prone? And then finally, can you change the code so that when you're prone, you can't get up to a crouch position, not stand, and then crouch giving away your position?
Well, I can answer the last one. Use the alternative stance mode.
Yeah, we have an alternative stance mode that you guys can enable in the advanced options.
Wait. No, they can't. They have to use a console command because that menu is it's a little broken.
Oh.
How embarrassing.
Well, then disregard what I said.
Just to clarify, is this, what alternate stance mode is that? Is that our stance up, stance down?
Pongo, do you want to explain the alternate stance mode?
Okay, right. You've got DOD style stancing, which is the default, because we think the noobs will come in and be most familiar with that way of dealing with stancing. And also, the way DOD does it is basically having CS style, which is HL2 style crouching, and then just a button for proning. But the way in which stance up, stance down works is basically you have your crouch and your jump button, but except for instead of them working as DOD, you press stance down or crouch, and you move down into the crouch. The stance, which is one less than your current position. So if you're in standing, you move fixed into crouch, and you stay there. You take your hand off the keyboard, and then you're stuck in that position. You press it again, and you go into prone. And then the other button, jump, you press that and you go up. So if you're in prone, you go into crouch, and if you're in crouch, you go into stand.
Sorry, go ahead. I was just going to add an option right now in the buttons and the controls for the game. I was just going to do crouch slash down and jump slash up, because that'll help people.
And how about leaning while strafing?
Jeremy. That's you.
Leaning while strafing? I don't think that's that good of an idea, personally.
Sorry. And also strafing, leaning while proning. I mean, I tried to imagine that in my head, and kind of it looked a little weird.
The games who've done that, like America's Army and Armed Assault, typically the leaning while prone is a roll rather than a lean, because you can't really lean.
Okay. A roll would be kind of neat.
And the same thing kind of with the lean and straight. I mean, I agree with Jeremy, it'd be kind of stupid to have, except for peeking around corners.
I think the question's mostly asked, though, because it takes some time to set yourself up in front of a wall and lean, so maybe you'll just lean and strafe while in eye and sight while you're going round a corner.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
That's exactly what I had was trying to point out.
Yeah, well, we can also work out a way to make it a little bit easier without implementing that entire feature. That's something we can consider as well.
Awesome. You guys know what you're doing here. I'm very proud of you guys. I just have to say that, you know, you guys have put together a very well product. So product, mod, all of the above. But the next final question for the forums I'm going to ask, and then we'll go into, again, pound.ins.meeting. And the question is, and I think it's a very important question, because I think you should implement it. Will you be implementing a player mute button to mute mic spammers like there is in Counter-Strike Source? Please say yes.
You can do that in the console.
We did actually talk about this, me and Pong, a little while back, and I believe it is going in the a couple patches from now. Maybe even the next patch.
It's not going in next patch, but I promise it'll go in the patch afterwards.
In the meantime, for you guys wanting to turn off that, it's, voice_enable, and then set that to 0 in your console, and that will turn off the in-game voice over IP.
All right, so our first question from, again, pound.ins.meeting on GameSearch, so make sure you guys join that. And this one is from Great Killer. Do you plan on doing small, frequent updates or large updates? And are the updates focused more on features or more on bugs?
So here's a question. What do you guys want?
Well, I'll go ahead and speak first. As a fan of the mod and a player of the mod, I want features. I can hold off on that. I want the bugs fixed first.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering whether, I'm reading Insurgency chat right now, I'm just wondering whether everyone in general wants frequent updates or longer, bigger updates.
And I'll make a thread on the forums, a poll in the developer help desk, just to gather some people. So if you don't want to talk in the Insurgency channel right now, then you can vote in later today.
As a tester, I'd like to see the public get small and frequent bug fixes, and then larger, longer spaced content.
Yeah, I think
I agree with that idea.
See, basically, the entire time that we were doing pre-release, I always knew after my experience with Red Orchestra that like you basically kind of can't really plan post-release. You kind of have to wing it based on the community's reaction, and I always planned on seeing what the community wanted after release, and if the community wants frequent releases, frequent patching, then that's what we'll do.
All right, so the next question comes from Slick. How do you feel about getting the game to retail?
I'll let Jeremy answer this.
Good, Jeremy.
I don't think we should comment on that much, but we plan on being independent. That's all I have to say.
I think there's a lot of benefits with going retail and staying independent, and I think if we got any offers or anything like that, we would try to look at both situations and choose the best one for both our community and our developers.
Indeed, what he said.
Cool. Well, whatever you do, I think everybody would probably support it. And you guys, again, don't have to.
However,
you guys do whatever you want.
I'd like to add, though, that you guys shouldn't expect, if anything does come up where we would sell the mod, it would be in a while. It would not be anytime soon. We plan on, you know, raising our standard as much as possible. We want you guys to support us going retail if that were to happen. We don't want it to be something that we feel like the community wouldn't support. So you guys can expect the mod to be free for a while, at the least.
Everybody, this is Blue Wolf 2, the host of the show. Make sure you are in pound INS period meeting. I'm not taking any questions via PM. I'm closing all of those PMs. Make sure you ask the questions in the right channel. Thanks. But next question comes from Smelton. Would the devs like to see Insurgency become a huge league played game, or be an online or professional? I mean, what's your goal here?
My personal goal is to make INS as competitive as possible, as enjoyable as possible on public servers, but for the people that want to take it seriously can also have a very competitive, you know, good time. I think that we're just going to keep making the game the way that we want it to. I think you guys have a general idea of our future based on this interview and whatnot. We're just going to keep doing what we're doing, and whatever happens, happens. I don't really foresee us planning to go in either direction. I think that's up to the community.
Cool. Next question comes from VN. What does the team think of competitive clan wars, and willing to do anything in the mod so that it will become smoother for play for clans? Considering changing, modification, making a special edition just for clans, have you guys considered anything like that?
Pongos, do you want to comment on this at all? I'll start just by saying that that we planned a clan mode for the first release, but that just didn't make it because of everything else we have to do. But we care a lot about getting the mod in a good shape for clan play. And I think Pongos might be able to throw around some ideas you guys of what we actually have planned for the clan mode.
Yeah, basically, I love clan games. Back when I used to play CS Source and original Counter-Strike, it's our best feeling. And I wanted to introduce a bunch of clan features, which are actually in the game, but aren't documented anywhere. But I'm going to work on those. They were mainly forgotten about because of the lack of the GUI. But we do plan on having it all in one build. We're not having separate builds because that would just become extremely confusing and cumbersome and just slow everything down. But yeah, so some good clan modes, so you can appoint clan leaders in game. You can all kinds of cool neat stuff, and all the modes, so it's kind of all competitive. You know, you don't get spammed messages the entire time. You don't get hints and that kind of stuff. You know, kind of a really neat system which I've been putting together for the last year or so. But yeah, we won't actually see the light of day until not this release. Probably not the release after that, but then that release. Or possibly the release after this one. I don't know. Depends how I feel, really. Depends how much push there is by the community, really. If I get a bunch of PMs saying, please introduce clan mode, I'll do it for next release. If there isn't, then I'll work on some other features.
All right. Next question comes from Windburn. Currently, in particular maps, the RPG is a bit redundant, most noticeable on the smaller maps as opposed to its US MC rifle M203 equivalent. What is planned to mitigate this difference and make the RPG class somewhat desirable to play? Again, this is his opinion, so let's see what you guys have to say about that.
I personally just want to say that it should already be improved in this patch. We made it so that when you're moving, the weapon doesn't point down anymore. It points straight. You just can't fire until you stop. So it'll take away that whole like period where you have to like wait like a whole second or two for it to go from like pointing down to pointing forward. That should improve it already. And we also have plans for a better system for the RPG in the future. Paul, do you want to talk at all about that, or FMP, do you have something to say? Guess not.
My mic is pretty weak. I don't know if anybody would be able to hear me. If not, not a big deal, I guess. But I'm just planning a map that's going to have, we're not positive, but just a different type of game mode. And so it might take into consideration RPG, and it might not, but it's something to think about.
Also, as I said earlier on, the RPG can be used as objective, to be used to destroy objectives, or it can also be used to create new paths for yourself if the mapper decides to add this feature in. Whereas the M203 can't be used this way.
All right, cool. The next question is from Lions. Will there be a bot support for this mod?
Yeah, I just want to say that after having worked on Red Orchestra, I sort of learned that there's a high demand for bots. And one thing that we should set as a long-term goal, that we plan on setting as a long-term goal, is to implement bots that actually go to the waypoints that the commanders give and whatnot. That would be a great addition to the game. But however, our primary concern right now is making multiplayer as good as possible. So you guys have to understand that bots are secondary in priority to us.
Yeah, but if there are any talented bot programmers out there, send me a PM straight away. I'm a huge fan of bots. So yeah, if you're out there, PM me. I'd love to do them myself. I've got huge interest in AI and that area, but I got to write the actual game. So yeah, if you know anyone, just tell them to contact me, because I'm really interested.
You heard it right there. Pongles wants to hire you. All right. A lot of these questions are mostly based on bugs, and I know we've covered that since we started the show, that you guys are working on a patch. So what's some of the cool bugs that you're going to be fixing to make everybody happy? If somebody could just do like a short list of the main ones.
Yeah, I got this, because I actually have a change log right in front of me that I just wrote for the installer. So if you guys will bear with me, I can just read down the entire thing for you guys. Alright, first of all, various FPS improvements, various gameplay balance improvements, fix various server and client-side exploits and crashes, fix reloading with MT49, increase rate of fire of MT49 to be that of its real-life counterpart, fix attacking with grenades while sprinting, removed ability to use spray paint and flashlights in spectator mode, fix exploit allowing people to go from standing to prone super fast, fix exploit allowing people to finish reloading their weapon at abnormally fast speeds, added server-side CVARs TK remove and TK detect to help deal with team killers, added CVAR INS damage factor, added supersonic bullet whiz effect, added incremental weapon sway when low on stamina, added hint reminding you of alternate stance modes, changed SV all talk to default to zero, changing class doesn't kill you anymore, rename one of the CVARs from INS friendly fire to NP friendly fire to avoid confusion, rename server-side CVAR INS end time to NP chat time. Pongo's removed SSE from our client DLL, so that should fix a small problem for people with no SSE support on their CPU. Replace round restart commands with INS restart game and INS restart round. Optimize dust effects to use less CPU. Fix strange behavior in the shotgun reload. Fix players automatically spawning when they enter a server. Fix people being unable to use grenade if attacking while going prone. Added weapon slot keys. Fix explosions recording deaths as suicides. Fix shells sticking to players and floating in midair. Fix pausing of automatic sounds. Fix iron sights twitching when under lag. Fix bipod view locking issues while moving in prone. Those are most of the changes. I think there's a few other ones that I might have forgotten about, but that's the bulk of it. If anyone on the team knows of any changes that I forgot to mention, feel free.
Kind of our more Red Orchestra style frames kind of back. It disappeared for a couple weeks. I think you guys will like that. It's a night and day difference, really, in the way it feels.
Oh, yeah, and I'd just like to add that when I said various gameplay balance improvements, one of the main things I did is instead of it requiring a lot of people to capture an objective and the capture being sort of quick, I generally went through all the maps and I made it more so that you can capture an objective with like only one person. However, it takes a lot longer to capture, so the chances that you're actually going to be successful capturing increases greatly if you have more than one person. So this will allow people to actually capture objectives more easily than before. And also on some maps that were unbalanced where one team won a lot more than the other team because of the balance of the map or whatever, we went back and sort of revised the map and the IMC gameplay profiles so that this isn't the case anymore, so that everything's a little more balanced. So you guys can expect a much more balanced, a lot more fair version.
Also, I'd like to point out that the frames per second issue fixed, it's not just like a frame or two extra, it is quite a radical change.
Apart from on Remedy.
Yeah, a few of the maps will still have slight FPS issues. You guys can expect to see those really ironed out in the future. Probably in the next patch we'll have updates for every map. Some of the maps need to be optimized. We can still optimize some more code, some more effects. But for the most part, this should be a pretty good hot fix for what we had released a week ago. So.
Oh, cool. I have to ask a question before this ends here. You have a lot of listeners listening right now, and the channel is full of lots of people. And for those people that still have not downloaded the mod, you know, what are the best features in your opinion, Jeremy, that you think stand out so that it'll inspire them and it'll make them go download this?
I think that INS is just a completely different approach to first-person shooters in general. I don't really think our game can be compared to any other game in terms of the feeling you get while playing it. I'm actually happy that some people didn't download it yet, because this patch we're going to release a full version too, and it should be a lot better of a first impression than the last one. So yeah, I mean, I definitely, everything you've heard about INS is just going to be that plus better in this patch, so definitely recommend you downloading it as soon as we get it uploaded. To read more about the mod, you can check out our website and whatnot. But yeah, I really think that we accomplished a lot with the mod, and I'm pretty happy with it after developing a few games and playing a lot when I was a kid, so that's all I can really say personally. Does anyone else have anything to say about the mod and what they like about it?
Fresh game in a dying genre.
Yeah, I believe that it's something new. I mean, it has ideas from other games, but it's kind of put well together, and it's something completely different from other games that I've played and whatnot, and it's just a breath of fresh air, and I really enjoy the game, and I feel confident with all the developers for implementing features, so it's going to be a good ride.
Just want to toss in the word that I hear thrown around the most, and that's potential. It's like, I mean, if you're the kind of guy that likes to sit around and just watch a mod grow, this is a mod to watch.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Coming from playing mods for the last, 10 years, your mod has one of the most greatest potentials I've seen in a long time. But this is the last question, and then after that, we're going to stop asking questions. But I do want to say that on my weekly radio show that I do, I'm going to try and get Jeremy and a couple of the other guys to come on my radio show so that we can ask some of the questions that weren't able to ask today. So expect that soon. I don't know how soon because Jeremy is busy, but I just wanted to point that out, that I'll try and get him on my other radio show. But the last question is for you guys as developers, have you created a mod because of the learning experience, to create a mod for the community, or is it to gain positions in the industry and future job prospects?
Well, that's a different question to all of us. I mean, we can all answer that question differently.
Just to say all of the above.
Yeah, all of the above for sure.
I might want to add in to make a completely different game than previous one.
Yeah, there's a lot of creativity and passion that's gone into this mod. Don't forget that. A lot of us do want to, you know, pursue the game development career as a career path. However, that isn't to say that we're using Insurgency to get there. There's a lot of passion that's gone into this mod and will continue to be put into this mod.
Yeah, as well, we're all friends in the developers, and it's really good to work with, you know, people you regularly talk with and everything, and so it's a really nice developer situation we have at the moment.
Yeah, we have a great team, and I'd like to thank the entire team for everything they've been through, all the sleepless nights and whatnot. I love you guys.
I'd just like to let you know, Jeremy and I almost died on the weekend we said it would be released, so... We did that for all of you.
Yeah, when I did that interview, if any of you guys were there at 4 in the morning, I was suffering major sleep deprivation at the time.
All right, well, you heard it from them. They're in it for all the above. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in, listening in. When will we be doing the next one? Is Jeremy, anybody, Viper, anybody, with another 2 weeks? Everybody's asking me.
I'll fill in on this one. I think actually it depends on what the community expects from all of us. But the way it looks like right now, I think you can expect another a conversation like this coming up in a couple of weeks. However, we're probably going to use some other technology since this is a little bit strange for all of us. And this is probably the first time for a lot of people in here. So, I think for the next time we're going to change it a little bit, but we're probably going to do it again, definitely.
All right, you heard it from Viper. We're going to be having another cookout. Oh, and by the way, I was told to say in a couple hours, which means it could be two, it could be four, but I want to say couple, the patch will be coming. So all you kiddies out there, camp out.
Yeah, this this interview has slowed down the patch process slightly. probably would have been out by now, but whatever. It'll be up soon.
Cheeky little monkey.
Before I'm bugs out, I want to touch on something real quick. And that is the TrackIR support. I know there's been quite a few stuff on the forums. And it's something that I think a lot of people have figured out how to use it and have quickly found out it's not ready yet. Pongles, do you have anything for that?
Well, I trust I are. After this build, I'm going to start working on it and get some good stuff going.
All right, I'll get you some more stuff on. But also wanted to touch on everyone's iron sight issues. And I'm 110% behind Jeremy on this one. That's really just the way it works. I think there may be some weapon zero issues we may want to look into.
I just want to add something because I think that is really important right now. With the first release, we saw a whole lot of downloads within a few hours, and if anybody in here is able to help us out with setting up a mirror, please feel free on private messaging me on IRC, because we are in real need of having some more mirrors for the upcoming patch. I'm expecting a bit more downloads than before. So yeah, the patch should be out in a few hours, I hope. So if you feel like you can help us out, feel free to private message me.
On the community front, it's ET. We had a LAN today in Huddersfield. We had about nine people coming on to play, and it was a really good event. I'm hoping at some point in the summer to do a bigger one in England. So if any of you guys are living in England, have anywhere in your town that can host 100 people or 50 people, something like that, 7 p.m. in the forums, we'll try and get something going for maybe in a month's time, so maybe the start of August time. So if you guys want to PM me on the forums, if you know anywhere, then we can all meet up.
Maybe I-31 with multiplayer.
Yeah, I-31. Pongles will be there. Skybex, I think, might be there. I might be there if I can be there.
2D Chris will be there.
2D Chris will be there. So, yeah, we might do I-31, but we might do something of just our own as well. So, yeah, we'll get something on the forums about that for everybody to talk about.
Okay. Good. Then, yeah, we're going to close this TeamSpeak as of now, and I thank Blue Wolf for his very nice interview with all of the lead devs. And I wish everybody happy playing time, especially after the patch. And we hope to hear back from the community after the patch, and we hope that we have fixed a lot of the stuff that has been going on over the past few days. Thank you very much, everybody.
And you can visit Blue Wolf's site at bluewolf72.com.